I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A federal judge has struck down an attempt to suspend a Colorado law that binds the state's 9 electors to vote for the presidential candidate who won the state in November. The lawsuit was part of a long-shot attempt to deny Donald Trump the presidency through the Electoral College. Two electors contended the law violated their First Amendment rights and the intents of the Constitution's framers. The new Institute of Cannabis Research at Colorado State University Pueblo recently launched with about $1.1 million in state and local funding. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
10 CSU faculty from different departments will lead cannabis research projects in 2017. The studies are diverse, ranging from using hemp in 3D printing to the effect of cannabis on epilepsy. ICR Interim Director Jen Mullen says they'll also be looking at the effects of Pueblo's rapidly expanding cannabis industry on the community.
The Pueblo County Impact Study is really a collaborative effort between the county and the university to really answer the important questions that I think everybody in Pueblo County is asking right now.
Like how cannabis is affecting local economics, social services, and water resources. They'll also look at what kinds of buffer zones are needed between grow operations. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
And the Pueblo Chieftain recently reported that the county has adopted stricter standards and regulations to control light, noise, odor, and fencing at marijuana grow operations. This is 91.5 KRCC News.